Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Very happy to say that our phones are back up and running. And so when you call in, it's a live call. Going to go to the lines right now. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, Matt, I realize how important this war in Ukraine is, but as they're fighting tooth and nail with everything they've got for their democracy, right back here at home, we're watching ours just fade away. And what I mean by that is we've got the means to do something without weapons and fighting a war. And in other words, the justice system. And you talked about it a little bit yesterday in New York. I totally agree with you. Somebody was bought off there. But with all the evidence we have against the former president and all his minions, why are we not doing something? We're just standing here watching them get away with this. It has to end.
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. We hit that a little in the first hour. Let me just expand on it. It's an excellent point. And you put in a very compelling image. We don't need javelins and stingers to do it right now. We can do it through our justice system. Why are the fraudulent electors in this state not prosecuted? You know, they put in a false document. They said that they were the electors and they weren't. Why is that? Why are they not prosecuted? Why is Merrick Garland not going after some of the most egregious voter suppression rackets in the country, including in Texas, where right now, in this last election, the primary election in Houston, thousands of black voters had their ballots thrown out on a technicality. It's very confusing what they're doing down there. They're saying provide your social security number or your driver's license number, and it better match what you initially put down when you registered. Now, there's no space to put both of them down. A lot of people don't remember what they put down the first time. So even if it's accurate, the first time they put down their social security number and this time they put down their driver's license number, they can't vote, even though both are accurate. That is a typical Jim Crow era trick. In Mississippi in the 50s, a black guy would walk up to the polls and they'd say, all right, recite the Bill of Rights. Not just generally what it's about, but verbatim. I can't do that, and neither can anybody I know. Most people don't know what the Bill of Rights amendments to the Constitution in order were, the First Amendment, Second, Third, and so on. Some lawyers generally do. There's not a single lawyer that can recite them. The black guy would walk away and he couldn't vote. This is Stalin stuff. Stalin once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for, it matters who counts the votes. This is crooked. This is crooked. Fascism is crooked. And unlike other doctrines, fascism is no ideology. It's just a strong man getting in to steal money, kill people, and stay in power. That's what Putin's doing. Now, over here, the idea is a strong man gets in, even if he loses an election, stays in power and steals money. So far, nobody's getting killed. But with enough racial inflammatory division from these fascists, people do get killed. So this has got to stop. And it's got to stop with our prosecutors. Where the heck are they? I agree 100%. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, another concerning thing about this fascism that's coming is the anti-Semitic crap that's getting woven into it. No, and it's just it talks about Jews rather than the state of Israel. I saw today where Laura Logan on Fox, maybe I have the last name wrong, but she's suggesting that the theory of evolution is a Jewish plot to undermine, supposedly probably to undermine Christianity. Is what I didn't go and dive into it, but I mean, that's the anti-intellectualism that exists in this movement as well. That it is just—it's kind of disgusting that that's the kind of remark that should have got her yanked off there immediately.
Right, right. I saw that, Mark. I got to jump in because, first of all, I'd never heard of this person before, Laura Logan. Somebody told me she'd been a national correspondent on one of the networks. You know, how she ever got on the air, I don't know. Yeah, but she did say that. She said that somebody paid off Darwin. You know, for the love of God, they go back to the 19th century. Somebody paid off Darwin to come up with this stuff. Well, Darwin stole his stuff from a guy named Wallace. Wallace was a Scottish guy who came up with the same theory and mailed it in to Darwin and others to comment on it. Darwin saw it. He hadn't written any book at all. And he said, well, I was going to write a book. I'm not kidding, by the way. Look it up, Wallace. He then quick wrote a book over a couple of months and put it out. And they said to Wallace, sorry, you're number two. The truth is both Darwin and Wallace came up with these very good ideas. And it doesn't mean you don't believe in God. Come on. In other words, there's clearly, evolution. You see it in the geologic record. That doesn't mean that the mystery of how existence, why is there something rather than nothing? Why is there something rather than nothing? Nobody can explain the exploding little thing at the very beginning, 15 billion years ago, that started the universe. Nobody can explain that yet. So it does not conflict at all with your belief in God. But for people now to start saying, and Scott Walker said something, he said, he was over in Britain, said, do you believe in evolution? He said, I'll take a pass on that. Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. Anyway, this Logan is bad news. She's truly bad news. And there has been a rise in hate crimes and anti-Semitic crimes. And we're going to stop that. It's largely coming from the right, from the Marjorie Taylor Greens and so forth. But some of it's coming from the left, coming from Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the Council on American Islamic Relations and so on. We're not going to put up with that either. Okay? This is the Democratic Party. This is not the Progressive Party. This is not the Squad Party. This is not the Lorena Bobbitt Party. This is not the Marjorie Taylor Greene Party, the Trump Party. This is the Democratic Party. And this is the party of Roosevelt, Truman, and John Kennedy. Most recently, and then, of course, we had Bill Clinton and, well, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and so on. Now Joe Biden. But here's the deal. We're not putting up with anti-Semitism. We're not putting up with hate of any kind. And Trump has been talked some hate. He really did. It resulted in that El Paso shooting where he got people all lathered up about immigrants from Mexico. And some guy drives, I think, from Fort Worth to El Paso, which is a hell of a long drive. A hell of a long drive to murder people. That's directly attributable to that kind of talk. Directly attributable to that kind of talk. Okay, thanks for calling in. We're going back to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's the mind today, Jean of Eau Claire?
Well, good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, it's like you hate to turn on the TV because it's always something I cannot believe. You know, the lies and just the hatred and the racism, fascism. I mean, these people don't have the people with the arts. Their name. They don't have a good guy. Well, they got two. I have to say, they have two good guys. I don't know what's going on in the state of Wisconsin, but they're just as bad. And they go right in line, following in line, voting for things that hurt the people in our state. And I hope people wake up, because I agree with the guys that called in before I called in. They're just outstanding. They pay attention to what's going on, as you do, and all of your callers. I hope people wake up. It's nuts. And then when I'm watching, the Republicans, when they were going after Biden's pick, I couldn't believe it. I was just nauseated, but I still watched, even though it was making me sick to my stomach. The people with the R after their name are so full of hate and lies.
Right. No, I love your passion. We're coming up on a break. I got to respond to some of that because it's very valuable stuff you just said, Gene. And here's the deal. Two things. The Republican Party nationally has betrayed this country. Many of them in the leadership are pro-Putin. They don't care if Ukrainians get killed. And that is Trump, Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson, Cruz, and a lot of others. The second thing is here in this state. You know, Robin Voss the other day said that he knows there was fraud in the election. That's false. There wasn't fraud in this election. And then I didn't like the fact that Tony Evers came out and said, Voss is the smartest man I know. And that was just a dumb thing to say. You don't say that, Tony. Okay? Yeah, you can beat the Duchess of Foxconn. The Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. She was the cheerleader for Walker on getting cheated in Foxconn. Nothing between her ears. Yeah, you can beat her. But come on, let's show some leadership. If Voss is the smartest guy you've ever met, you've had a very limited life, believe me. And number two, you don't say that. You have Trump saying that Putin's a genius. You're saying that Voss, the smartest guy you've ever met. Well, he's not the smartest guy you've ever met or anybody else ever met. But what he is he's malevolent. Do you understand that? He's malevolent. He's saying there's fraud in the election. He's trying to engineer destruction of our vote here in the state. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.